real good friends. People called him my beau.
Oh, Maria. And what happened? Why didn't you...
We had a quarrel. I wouldn't forgive him when he asked me to. I meant to, after a while, but I was angry and I wanted to punish him first. He never came back. The Blythes were almighty independent. But I always felt that. I've always kind of wished I'd forgiven him when I had the chance.
So you have had a bit of romance in your life, Marilla?
Oh, I suppose you might call it that. I'd forgotten it, but it all came back to me when I saw Gilbert last Sunday.
Marilla? Why are you sitting in the dark?
I guess I was thinking so hard I forgot to light the lamp.
Did you see the oculist today? What did he say?
He says that if I gave up all reading and sewing entirely, he thinks my headaches may be cured. But if I don't, he says I'll certainly be stone blind in 6 months. Blind, Anne. Just think of it.
Marilla, don't think of it. You know he has given you hope. If you're careful, you won't lose your sight altogether.
Oh, I don't call it much hope. What am I to live for if I can't read or sew? I might as well be blind. Or dead. Oh, but there, it's no good talking about it. If you get me a cup of tea, I'll be thankful.
I saw Mr. Sadler's horse and cart disappearing down the lane. What did he want, Marilla?
He heard that I was going to sell Green Gables. He wants to buy it.
Buy it? Buy Green Gables? Oh, Marilla, you don't really mean to sell it.
And I don't know what else is to be done. I may lose my sight altogether, and anyway, I'll not be fit to run things. Besides, every cent of our money went into that wretched bank that failed.
Where will you go?
Rachel Lynde advises me to sell the farm and board somewhere. With her, I suppose. I'm sorry you won't have a home to come to in your vacations, but I suppose you'll manage somehow.
You mustn't sell Green Gables, Marilla.
You can see for yourself, Anne, I can't stay here alone.
You won't have to stay here alone. I'll be with you. I'm not going to Redmond.
Not going to Redmond? What do you mean?
Oh, just what I said. I'm not going to take the scholarship. I'm going to teach. The trustees have promised the Avonlea school to Gilbert Blythe, but I can have the Carmody school. Mr. Blair told me so last night. So I can board home and drive myself over to Carmody in the warm weather. And even in winter, I can come home on Fridays. Oh, I have it all planned out, Marilla. I'll read to you and keep you cheered up. We'll be real cozy and happy here.
Oh, Anne, I could get on real well if you were here. Oh, but I can't let you sacrifice yourself for me.
Nonsense! Nothing could be worse than giving up Green Gables.
But your ambitions...
Oh, I'm just as ambitious as ever. I mean to study here at home and take a college course all by myself.
Oh, you blessed girl. I feel as if you'd given me a new life.
Try to stay still, Marilla.
Can't be still in this chair. Why don't you sketch that tree?
Hello? Marilla? Anne?
Hello, Rachel.
Oh! I declare I'm glad to sit down. I've been on my feet all day. Well, Anne, I was real glad to hear you've given up your notion of going to college. I don't believe in girls cramming their heads full of Latin and Greek.
But I'm going to study Latin and Greek just the same, Mrs. Lynde. I'm going to take my Bachelor of Arts course right here at Green Gables.
Anne, surely you'll kill yourself.
Well, I'll have lots of spare time in the long winter evenings. I'm going to teach over at Carmody, you know.
I don't know it. You're going to teach right here in Avonlea. The trustees have decided to give you the school.
No.
Mrs. Lynde! Why, I thought they promised it to Gilbert Blythe.
So they did. But as soon as Gilbert heard that you had applied for it, he went to them and withdrew his application and recommended you. He said he was going to teach at White Sands, and the trustees have decided to take you.
I don't feel I ought to take it. I mean, I don't think I ought to let Gilbert make such a sacrifice for...